V'echad bo kenegdo. And another person came in front of these few people. Let's say you have like six people walking together, and another person came in front of them. V'omar echad, and one of these first six people said, Hareini nazir shezeh ploini. Like you're telling the other people, I'm sure this person coming here is Chaim Yankel. And I'll even like bet on you, I'll be kabbal naziris, that that's Chaim Yankel. So the guy says, Hareini nazir, I'm kabbal myself a nazir, shezeh ploini, that this is ploini. That's what one of these people said. V'yechadom, another person said, Hareini nazir shezeh ploini. So just the opposite. I want to be a nazir only if that's not Chaim Yankel. That's what two of them said. Then the third one said, Hareini nazir shechad mikem nazir. I want to be a nazir if one of you first two people is a nazir. In other words, the chur, one of you two is a nazir. Because either that person's Chaim Yankel or is not Chaim Yankel. So whatever he is, one of the two of them is a nazir. So the third one said, I want to be a nazir if one of you two are a nazir. And then a fourth one said, Sheinechad mikem nazir. Said, I want to be a nazir if neither of you two are a nazir. Or else, Sheshnechem nazirim, if both of you are nazirim. So the locher is, Shekulcham nazirim. Or else, the last one was, Hareini nazir, Shechem mikem nazir. Or else another one said, Sheinechem mikem nazir. Then another one said, Sheshnechem nazirim. And another one said, I only want to become a nazir, both of you are become nazirim. Or else shakulcham nazirim. So locher is veshama yomrim kulam nazirim. Veshama says in this case all of these people become nazirim. Every one of them, even though the chura one of them made a mistake. But let's take the first two. One person said I'll be a nazir. This is Chaim Yankel, and the other one says I'll be a nazir. It's not Chaim Yankel. So how could you say both of them are nazirim? One of them made a mistake. So you see, veshama holds naziris betoys is called naziris. It's like a chal. But just like you say, as far as Hegdish Betoys is called Hegdish, since the Nazir has to do with Hegdish, so Melo Naziris Betoys is also called Hegdish. Versus Lahoch, over here, Hegdish Betoysu. Over here it's called like a Hegdish Betoys. Like these first two people, for sure one of them is making a mistake. So how could Beshamai say all of them is called Toys? And how could you say all of them is chal? For sure one of them is making a mistake. So Lamai, you see, Beshamai holds that Hegdish Betoys is called Hegdish. And the Lush of the Naziris also has to do with Hegdish. Hegdish is also like a Lush and you're answering things upon yourself. It's also like a Hegdish. So the Chur we see clearly, Beshamai holds that Hegdish Betoys is Chal. So the Marin says true. Amri, I'll tell you. Savri Beshamai Hegdish Betoys Heavy Hegdish. It's like a true what he's saying. From this last case, you have a proof that Beshamai holds Hegdish Betoys is Chal. Abahochalai. What your papa means to say is that from our Mishnah, from our first Mishnah, you don't have any proof. From our first Mishnah, there's no real proof that Beshamai holds Hegdish Betoys is called Hegdish. Your papa just says it could be our first Mishnah only means that he meant to say when the first black shur comes out, that's the one that should be chal. So true, means Beshamai sheet that like holds Hegdish Betoys is chal. As you heard before, papa just meant to say that from our Mishnah, there's no proof. Abaye says like this, another pshat now for his Mishnah. Loi kosal kedaitach tekoyim b'tzafra. Don't say our first Mishnah is talking about where they're standing in the morning and the person says like this, my first black shore that comes out of the first black shore that comes out of the door, that shore should be Hegdish. That's not what he said. Know what we're talking about over here? Tekoyim b'tiyuro. We're talking about now, we're standing in the middle of the day already. This person now is in the middle of the day. For Yomer, he says like this, Shor Shochor, Sheyotza Mibesi Rishoin, Le'evi Hegdish. He's saying now that the first black one that already came out of the door, that's the one that should be Hegdish. Sounds very good. And we're talking about later in the day, that he's talking about now what already happened. And he's just saying that the first black one that came out of the door today, that one should be Hegdish. So they that the arm relay, and they told the person love enoughic. They told him, you know which one came out the first in the morning? It was the white one that came out first in the morning. The Yomalahina, and the person said back, he have the Yodana the love enoughic. If I would have known that Osaka the white one that came out first, Layam Rishachar, I wouldn't have said the black one, I would have said the white one. That's what I would have said. So Mela, in such a case also, it's not called really Hegish Betois. Again, Moses. So the Teretz is like this. Now we'll learn in Shana Mishnah again. The original kasha was, how could Beishamai say Betois? Hegish is how? You're learning it out from Tamura. And by Tamura we said, if you make a condition that you first want the Tamura to be Chal in the middle of the day, it's not Chal in the morning. Somebody says, there Techas there, that I want it to be Chal first in the afternoon. So it's first Chal in the afternoon. So that was the original kasha. Salkad Beishamai now Mishnah say, that if the person said clearly, I want the first one that comes out, the black one, to be Hegdish. So how could you tell me if a white one comes out, the white one is Hegdish? That's not what he said. He said clearly he wants the black one to be Hegdish. So the Chur, if the first one that came out is a white one, it should not be Chal. So Gemara's answering, the Teretz we're talking about is like this. True, it's a tois, but it's not a different condition. The case is, he's talking about the afternoon, and he said that I want the first black one that came out in the morning, he meant to say the first shor that came out of the door in the morning. Like that black one, that should be Hegdish. That's what he said. And now they come and tell him, you should know, in the morning you know which one came out first. A white one came out of the door. And the person right now says that if I would have known that it was a white one, I would have said then the white one that comes out first. So now the person is telling us right now that he wants it to be Chal the Hegdish. It's not like he's making a condition that he doesn't want it to be Chal only if a white one comes out. He's saying right now that he wants the first one to come out. Just he made a mistake. He thought that the first one that came out was the black one. So that's why he said the first black one that came out. But later when he finds out it was really a white one that came out, he still wants it to be Chal. He wants the Hegdish to be Chal. That's called a tois. And it's not cool like he made a condition. He really wants the first only because it was a black. Lady tells us clearly, no, I don't care if it's a white one either. Why did you say the first black one that came out? The pshat is because you thought that the first one that came out was a black one. So that was your mistake. You said the first one that came out, the black one. So later when we tell you it was a white one, according to Beis Shammai, the Hegdish is Chal. But again, this is called a tois. This is called a mistake. And it's not cool you're going against the condition. Why Tamura, where you make a clear condition that you first wanted to be Chal in the afternoon? So therefore it's not Chal in the morning. In the morning there's nothing here to be Chal. You spoke out clearly you first want this Tamura to be Chal later in the afternoon. But over here it's not cool the condition that you're sticking to your words that you want only the black one to be Chal and not the white one. And that was the kasha. If you would mean still that you only want the first black one and not a white one, then it can't be Chal. You said clearly black, and now that a white one came out, that can't be Chal. So the answer is, you're not sticking to your words. Now that we tell you that it was a white one that came out first, you're saying, if I would have known that, I would have said a white one. In other words, your main intention was, the first one that comes out, you want to be Hegdish. Just you thought it was a black one. That was a mistake you made. But now when you hear it was a white one, you're also nicha with it. So therefore, even though it was a tois what you thought, Beis Shammai holds, Hegdish betois is like a chal, is good. So Gemara asks, Omi Motzi Amr, could you say like this? Dekoyim betiaro, we're talking about Osik, we're talking about we're standing in the afternoon and we're telling him what happened in the morning. Well, Ketani, the next case in the Mishnah is, Dina Shel Zov, the person says a gold coin. Sheyala, that comes up. So Mashma, that comes up. We're talking about before it came up. So we're talking about the future. So Marcel Zenechnami, change it around. Tani, Sheolo, say that already came up. We're talking about later in the day that he says the first coin that came up already, that one should be Hegdish. And again, he thought it was gold. And we tell him, no, it was a silver one. And he says, if I would have known it was silver, I would have said silver. So it's the same thing. He made a mistake. Because he thought the first one was gold. But now that he finds out it was silver, it's still Chal. For the Gemara, good for Chavius, it says the next case the Mishnah was Chavius. Shel Yain, if somebody says the first barrel of wine that comes up, Shetala, so it says Shetala, that should come up. So talking about the future, not what happened already. So Gemara says again, Tani, Shol, so learn what came up already. This Gemara says, Omer Rav Chizda. Chizda says, Ukma b'chiyura lakya. If you have a black shor amongst white one, it's a bad sign. It's no good. In other words, white ones are better than black ones. Now, chiyuro biuchma lakia. If you have white strips on black ones, that's also no good. That's also a sorum. If you have already a black one that has white strips on it, that's also no good. Akoponim's first halacha is mashma that white ones are better. For the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah like this. Says, Shachar Shayotz Mebeis Arishon. If somebody was makdish, the first black shor that comes out. So it says Hegdish. And our Mishnah says, even though a white one came out first, still the halacha is Hegdish is Chal. That's our Mishnah. So again, the person spoke out the first black one that comes out of the door, that should be Hegdish. And if the first one that came out was a white one, the Mishnah says, still it's chal, the Hegdish is chal. It's a choice, because you thought the black one was the first one, but later when you find out, no, it was a white one, you still agree. Now, Kasalka died of the Havaminer is that Kimaktish, when a person is Maktish something, the Ayin Roh Maktish. Svar is you want to give away the least thing possible to Hegdish. You have an Ayin Roh, bit eye. In other words, if you have a choice which one to give away for Hegdish, the person always means the lesser one. That's the Havaminer is. So the Kasher is, V'yamri, and still our Mishnah says that Beishamai heavy Hegdish. Beishamai says it's called Hegdish. So what does our Mishnah say? The person said the first black one that comes out. And the Mishnah says that if a white one comes out, the white one is Kaddish. So according to Kasher and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says that white ones are better than black ones. He says a black one amongst white ones is like lucky, there's something wrong with it. In other words, a white shor is better than a black one. So if so, it doesn't shtim our Mishnah. But our Mishnah says, Beshamai says, if you said the first one that comes out that's black should be Hegdish, and really a white one comes out, so the Mishnah says that white one is Hegdish. So Kashra is why? If you're going to tell me a person is Makdish, Bayin Ra, a person wants to give the least one away to Hegdish, see, he only said he wants to give a black one away. So why do we say the white one is called Hegdish? He doesn't mean to give away the white one. If you're telling me now a person only wants to give away the lesser one, so that if he said the black, he should mean Badafka the black and not the white, according to you, Rav Chisda. That you, Rav Chisda, say a black shor is less, is locked in again to a white one. Samura says, V'yela, so what do you want to say, V'yela mai, V'yayin yofa maktish? Maybe no. Maybe our Mishnah knows that when a person is mocked to something, he means to give away with a good eye. So then it's good that even though he said a black one, and later it comes out it's a white one that came out, when he finds out he's still Micha, even though a white one is better, maybe when a person is mocked to something, he means to be Maktish, be Ayin Yofa maybe. So Maria says, still the Mishnah won't come out good. The next case is, if somebody says, Dinner shall zov, Sheyala biyode rishoin, the first gold coin that comes up from my hand, that gold coin should become Hegdish. And then what really happened? The Ola Kesef, that what came up was only Kesef, was only silver. So the Mishnah says, the Beshama Yerim Hegdish. The Beshama says it is called Hegdish. So the question is why? If you tell him now a person means Ba'ayim Toiv, that a person means to Makdish with a good heart, so if he said he wants to give away a gold coin, so the Chur, we should say he only meant gold, because gold is better than silver. So why does the Mishnah say if later came out to be a silver coin, that's also Hegdish? The Guru, why? That's not what he meant. If he means to give away something that's good, so as good as gold and not silver, so it shouldn't be chal. So Gemara says, V'yela, what do you have to say then? V'yela mai v'yayin ra makdish. No, maybe when a person is makdish it, he needs to give away the worst. So therefore, he first said gold, and then what came up is silver, for sure that's included. But the person always wants to give away less. So then, kesef and zav would be good, but I have another kasha though. The last case of the Mishnah is, Chovya shal yayin shatala biyadi rishon. Person says, my first wine barrel that comes up should be Hegdish. And viola shal shemen, and what came up was oil. So we say, Beshami yarim Hegdish. Beshami says, that's called Hegdish betois, but it's chal, this barrel of oil is Hegdish. The question is why? If you tell me now a person is Magdish, Ba'ayin raw, he only wants to give away the less of the two, not the better one. So then, v'hashemen, odif miyayin. We know oil is more valuable, is better than wine. So if he first said, I want to be makdish the wine. So why if the barrel of shemen, oil, comes up, why is that barrel hegdish? If you tell me now a person means ba'ayin ra, less, that shouldn't be chal. Gemara says like this, Imishum hola kasher. This is the only kashya between wine and shemen. But you're telling me shemen is better than wine? I'll tell you now, our Mishnah is talking about the Galila Shonu. Our Mishnah is talking about a Gogolu. The Chamra Odev Imashcha. But there is very scarce the wine. They don't have too much wine there. Therefore, their wine is more valuable than shemen. But there they have too much shemen. So therefore, the wine is more valuable. So that's what our Mishnah means. That somebody was not this wine. And then it came out that shemen, the reason why the shemen is chal, because that's called ayin ra, because shemen is less valuable in Galil than wine. So this case wouldn't be kasha. But I call upon him, reisha kasha rachizda. We still have a kasha. If you want to tell me now, the person thinks, ayin ra, he means to give away the less of the two, not a better one, than the kasha rachizda. What does the reisha of the Mishnah say of the person that I want to be matish, the black one? And later, when the white one comes out, you're telling me the white one is still Kaddish. Why? According to Rav Chisda, the white one is better. He says the white shor is more valuable than a black one. So if a person is always Makdish, Vayin Ro, it should not be Chal, the black one, the white one. So more answer like this. Oh, Maloch, Rav Chisda would answer you. Ki Amri, Vetura de Karmanoi. Like, what is the Mishnah talking about? The ox that comes from this place of Karmanoi. That there they need it for plowing, and for plowing then it's better. In other words, a white one is good for plowing. So if you need it for plowing, then a white one is better than a black one. And Kamenoi, that's the place that they use the axes for plowing, therefore Chizda said there that a white one is better. This is what the verse says. The Ki Karmi Chiyuramayi, when do we say the white one is, but when did Chizda say a white one is better? That's Keturah the Kamenoi, Shel Charisha, that there they use it to plow with. Mali Tfeg, with the plowing, a white one is better. We'll soon see. But for the meat, then a black one is better. The Gemara sounds like this. And the Yomar Achizda said, Uchni Lamashko, that a black one is good for its skin. If you want to use its skin, a black one is very good. Sumko Levisra, if you have a red ox, that's good for its meat. Red is good for the meat. Chiyura Laradio, if you have a white shor, that's good to do work with, to plow with. For the more I, the Omer Rav Chisda, Ukma v'chiyura lakya, I Rav Chisda said a black one amongst a white one is no good. So you say that a white one is better. Ki Amri b'turah the kamenoi. That's talking about a turah that you want to use for plowing. An ox that you want to use for plowing, that's true. Then take a white one is better. But an ox you want to use for the meat, or for the skin, then that could be a black one or a red one is better. Therefore, there's no kasha Rav Chisda. The Islam Yahu Mishnah Taka could hold that when a person is mocked to something, he's mocked to Shabbayin Roh. He gives away the less. Therefore, Beshama holds of your Maktish, Shor Shachor, and then it comes out to be a white one, and the Chur and the Mishnah were talking about you need it for the meat, for the, not for work, for the meat, then Taka, black one is better than a white one. So if you want to be mocked to show a black one, for sure a white one would also be Kaddish. Alright, turn over. So far, Mishnah comes out good. And Echlam, the Maskonas, the Gemara, the Rechlami, Peshama Takolz, Hegdish Petois, is called Hegdish. Mishnah Baita. Mishe Nodar Vinozir. Someone was Makabal to be a Nozir. Vinishal Chochem. And then he went to a Chochem. So the case is he had a question whether the Nazirus was really Chal or not. He wasn't sure. He said it in a good Lashon. So he went to ask the Chochem whether it's good or not. The Osru. And the Chacham said, yes, your Nazirus was good, he asked him. So Lachar is, Moinem Mishoshenoder. He asked to count all those days that he missed out. As we're talking about now, that the person in the beginning was not Nizir in the Nazirus. He didn't keep it too well, he was drinking wine, because he had a doubt whether it's Chal altogether or not. Later, when he finds out his Nazirus was Chal, those first days that he didn't keep it well, he has to start counting over again. What about Nisha Lachacham Vetiroi? Let's say he went to the Chacham told him yes, like the Neder is not Chal. Then, so Hoysalah gave him a Pereshus. Let's say he had an animal set aside for his korban, like he thought he was a Nazir, and he set aside an animal for it. And really the Chacham told him, nothing doing, you're not a Nazir. So Lachar is, Tetzay Vetiroi Vieder. The Lachar is, that's called the Hegdish Betois. You were only Makdish this animal because you thought you were a Nazir. But now when you find out you're not a Nazir, you never meant to make it Hegdish.
So Hekdish Betois is not Chal, the animal is Chuzen, take it outside and use it.
On this, Omru Be'Silla Be'Shamai, like we had before, Be'Silla says back to Be'Shamai, Eyate Moide Mezeh Shu Hekdish Tois, Shetetiv Teroi Be'Eder, the Chul is a Kasha, and you Be'Shamai.
Here we see that Hekdish Betois is not Chal, his Korban is not Hekdish, that's why he goes out L'Chuzen,
even though he was first Makdashit, but it was a mistake, he was only Makdashit because he thought he was a Nazir. Now when he finds out he's not a Nazir, it's not Kaddish. So they still ask, that's a Kash and you, Beishamai. Omelahem Beishamai, so Beishamai answered back and said, Iyatem Moidim, don't you agree to me that Hegdish Betoy should be Chal? In other words, that this Din Lechur should be wrong. That isn't there Locha, Bemi Shetor Vekora Lechi Yasiri. Locha is by Maisa Behema. You have to count your 10 animals, and the 10th one, that's what's Maisa Behema. So Beishamai says, don't you agree to me? If by mistake the 9th one you call the 10th one, the Koral Chi Yasiri, or else Uli Asiri Chi, you made a mistake, the 10th one you called it the 9th one, or else Uli Yechon Osir Asiri, you called the 11th one the 10th one, Shumak Shumakudish, that any one of these cases is Takachal the Hegdish. So, and we have Sukkim for that. So, you see that Hegdish Betoyas is Chal. And this Vesil says back, no. Omar Lehen Beisilil. Loya Shevet Chidishoy. It's not stand the pshat that since you made a mistake, any mistake makes it Hegdish. It's not like any mistake you make, like you Beishamai want to learn out from here, that any mistake is Chal Behegdish. No. Umayimu Tov Veniach as Hashevet Al Shmini. Let's say he made a mistake on the 8th one, he called the 10th one. Or else we are Shnei Mosor. Or else he said the 12th one should be the 10th one. Shema Osa Klum? Maybe he meant nothing? No. Like there, there's no halacha. There, it's not Maisim Heino. In other words, there's a special Xeris HaKosiv that if you make a mistake only one way, either the 9th instead of the 10th or the 11th instead of the 10th, that's Maisim Heino. But if you make a mistake more than one, the 8th or the 12th, it's not Hegdish. So you see, it's not a Stam Halach Hegdish Betoyes Yisrael. It's a new halacha over here. El HaKosiv Shekidish Rasiri Hu Kiddish. Hachi v'yes echad osar. The Sukkum Midashinir says Ferish that only the 9th and the 11th is Kaddish, but not more. First Gleimah. The Pasuk says, V'chol ma'isa boker v'tsoim, ho asiri yia kaddish. So Midashin asiri l'rabbis as kulam. So it's marba that the 9th and the 11th is also Hegdish. That's what they still says from this pasuk Yavna Raya Hegdish Betoyes Yischal. It's not a new halacha Hegdish Betoyes. Here it's a special halacha by Ma'aseh Behema. The mistake you made the 9th or the 11th, that's like included in the 10th. But you made a mistake to the 8th or the 12th, that would not be chal. So again, this is the machlokes the Sillah Meshamai that Hegdish Betoyes Yischal or not. So Mora says Mani Masizuz Al Mishne Golayk. The Chur Lori Rabbi Yosef Lori Rabbonim. The Tanya learned like this. Mi shen lo the summer is makabla to be a nazir. The yovra al nizir oisov. And he didn't listen to his nazirus, he drank wine. The lochra is ein nazokah ki loi, el im kein amoyna ben isra ki yovim shenoy gvem heter. Because later, when he wants to keep his nazirus, and he wants to finish his nazirus, we don't just let him finish off, continue. But since, let's say, the first 10 days he didn't keep the lochis, we make him like start over again. In other words, you have to keep another 10 days for those first 10 days that you didn't keep it. That's what we tell them. That's the locha. That moina bem isser, kiyom shenayim bem heter. Rabbi Yisi yoyme dayish loishim yoyim. No, let's say it's enough 30 days. Let's say it was another for 100 days. And the first 50 days he was playing around drinking wine. And then he decides to keep his naziris. So he says it's enough just to make him keep 30 days more. That's all. So what does that mishnah go like? Ir rabbon and kash naziris muetes. That according to Rabbanan, you only have to keep the days that you missed. And here Rabbi Yosef Kash Naziris Meruba, the big Naziris. So when it says, Iboyis Eimo, Iboyis Temer, Rabbi Yosef, Iboyis Temer, Rabbanan, go according to both. Iboyis Temer, Rabbi Yosef, Kam Naziris Meruba, Kam Naziris Muetis. And the claim is not Femino between a big Naziris or a small Naziris. And Iboyis Temer, Temer, Rabbanan, Loi Temer, Mishor, Shenozer, Elema, Mishor, Shenozer. From the time when he made his Naziris. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow. Maybe it's next tomorrow. Yeah.
Right.
We'll do the Mishnah over again, just again, from Lamed Aleph of a base. We'll just go over the Mishnah again. It says, Mishe Noda Ben Nozir Venisha L'Chochem. Somebody made a neder to become a Nozir, and then he went to ask the Chochem, the Yosru, and the Chochem said, it's still Osir. So Tzai says, the Pshat is that the person said a type of a Loshin, and he wasn't sure whether it was really a good Loshin to be a Nozir or not. And then he went and he asked the Chochem said, yes, it was a good Loshin. And in between the last 5 days, he wasn't doing his halachis. He was drinking wine. So the Mishnah says, "Moina mishosh another." Like now, he has to start over again and count over again those first 5 days, since he did not hold the halachas of a nazir. He was drinking wine then. He has to start over again. It means "Moina mishosh another." He has to start over again now. He has to go over again, like to keep those first 5 days that he didn't keep. Then the Mishnah says, what about Nishal Chochem Vetiroi? He went to the Chochem and the Chochem said, nothing doing. The Neder is not Chal, it's not a good Naziris. Now, Hoysalah Behemah Mephoreshes. If the person already set aside a Behemah for his Korban, in other words, he thought he was a Nazir. So he was Mafreshed his Korban. And now he finds out that he's not a Nazir. So the Kuru, this is called Hegdish Betois. So therefore the Mishnah says, Tetze Vetiroi Vyeder. That the person's allowed to use his animal. Because it's chulin. Because since it was a toys, he only was matte because he thought he was a nazir. Now that he finds out the chacham was matte the neder, he's not a nazir, so the korban is not chal. So on this, Amru be'silma be'shamai, i'atem moedim mizdeh shu hegdish, toys, sh'teitze v'tiroi v'yeder. Like be'sil es be'shamai, from our Mishnah, you see clearly, hegdish be'toys is called a good hegdish, it's not a hegdish. Here also, now, since you are matzit by mistake, we say teitze v'tiroi v'yeder. You're allowed to use your animals and pasture whatever you want with it. So see, it's called chulin. So this should be a kasher on Beis Shammai that the Mishnah before Beis Shammai said hegdish betoys is called the hegdish. So we'll see in the Gemara what the answer is to this. But so for Amalehem Beis Shammai, Beis Shammai said back to Beis Hillel, but iatem oidim, don't you agree to me that there is such a yisoid of hegdish betoys is hegdish? That Nishetov Korolachi Asirul Asiri Chi, that by Maisa Behema, when you have to count to number 10, and the 10th one is a Korban, Korban Maisa Behema. So what's going to be if by mistake you said the number 9, you said the 10th, so you call the 9th one the 10th one, or else you call the 10th one the 9th one, or else Liyechad Osir Asiri, you call the 11th one the 10th one, Shulma Kudish, that the Lachar is all these, in these cases, they're all Kaddish. So the Chura, the 9th and the 11th, was a toys. He made a mistake. And still the halacha is that the korban is chal, is called Maisa Behema. So Beis Shammai brings a raya from here, that Hegdish betoys is chal. On this, Beis Hillel says back, Omel Hem Beis Hillel, Loi Hashay Bet Kiddushay, it's not the pshat that when you count the animals, when you have your stick, like when you say, this is Maiser, your Dibur makes it Kaddish, and then you want to tell me, Hegdish betoys is called Hegdish, but rather with Xeras HaKosiv based Shammai holds. Like he says, what's going to be if the person makes a mistake when he's counting, and number 8, he says, this is the 10th one. Now instead of saying 8, he calls it the 10th one. The locker is then, it's not Kaddish. Or else, V'al Shnei Moser. Let's say he went ahead and counted to number 12, and the 12th one he called number 10. Shemo, Saklum, is it called anything? Ella, what do you have to watch the pshat? Kosov, she kiddish rasiri, hu kiddish, hachi,